Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Astro Tarot Hour. Let me make sure I got everything up and running because I was running a tad bit behind than usual. Keisha, you here?
I'm here. Peace, family.
Cool. Peace. All right, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving for those of you that observe. What can I say about that? But happy Thanksgiving. Visit the website if you haven't by now, www.myastrologycoach.com. One thing is, the latest thing is this. If you're not on the mailing list, then you need to visit the website ASAP. Scroll down to the bottom where it says join the mailing list, because there's a promo code that went out today at midnight that is that gives you the Black Friday super sale code. All right, so we have a discount that's going on select merchandise in the storefront that automatically deducts it when you apply the coupon code when you check out. All right, so a few people already done it, so I know it's up and popping. Again, you want to visit the website, myastrologycoach.com. Scroll down to the bottom if you didn't get that email. Scroll down at the bottom and join the mailing list, and I'll send another one out today at 2 p.m. East Coast time. And it'll be another email going out that will tell you the promo code, all right? So you definitely want to check that out. And what we got going on? A lot of stuff going on. Just visit the website. Click on the events tab. If I'm not mistaken, the Prime Minister Ju is doing another rendition of the Spirit of Film this upcoming weekend, which is an online presentation, which really is the psychology of film. I don't even want to get into that. It's so deep and phenomenal. I'll be there again for the third time. So I'm telling you, be there. All right, phenomenal information, and you can see that on the events tab. All right. Also on the events tab, we had a winter solstice puja. Usually I don't do nothing for the winter. All right, but those of you that's familiar with our work, last year, everybody was asking me this year, like, hey, when we going to do a puja? When we going to do a puja? A puja is a fire ceremony when we just all do collective prayer and we utilize the element of fire, which is important because fire, we are taught from the Hebrew aspect of it's a divine world when you understand that its element and its nature amplifies things, all right? And you can just look at heat and how you cook and understand what fire does. Fire is essential to doing things in service to the Creator, all right? This is why in the Old Testament the Creator was specific, like, I want a burnt offering, you know what I mean? And then the priest will come with incense, which is another element of fire, all right? So what happened last year was we did a $1 billion puja in October. Nobody connected the dots. Y'all slipped. Y'all didn't connect the dots on this. Did a $1 billion puja in October. And there's a special alignment that takes place once a year that suggests the sun will start to emit a ray that deals with financial prosperity. So I've been quiet all this year. So a year later comes around in October, from October the 1st to 16th, same time and space, because last year we did it October 15th, 16th, and 17th, and we concluded on the 17th. This year, from October the 1st to 16th, United States government was actually in default, and that was the government shutdown. And then they resumed on the 17th, which was the last day of our fire ceremony last year. You see what I'm saying? So what I want you to do is just, like, imagine, not even imagine, but you're outside in 2012, and we're saying a certain prayer, all right, a certain amount of times, where the sun is in a certain position in the sky. So you're dealing with finances a year ago. A year simply means that the sun, from our viewpoint, is in the exact same position of where it was when we were, a year prior, all right? So now when the year comes around, year later, in this pocket of space that was already preoccupied and charged up a year ago by people doing spiritual work with the sun, we see the government says, hold on, we, too, need to readjust our finances. And on the 17th, we come up with our clients, and we ready to rock and roll. We now ready to go forward. Is that a coincidence, or is that how the Creator works? The Creator works in a circle, because time, that's why when you look at a wall clock, we were introduced to time being in a circle, because the earth is somewhat of a circular shape, the sun is somewhat of a circular shape, and it's traveling around, the earth is traveling around the sun, and the earth as it travels is actually tilted on its axis, and she too is spinning as she's traveling in a circle. So she's spinning in a circle, traveling around in a circle. It's just like if you take a top and you spin it. You see how it's literally physically spinning the top itself, but it's the route that it looks like it's taking is also spinning. So it's two spins that's taking place, and that's what takes place on Earth, and we're just spinning and whirling through space right now, all right? We have to know where we're at in space and time within the circle, charge this particular area of space, and then you just sit back and then you just wait for things to happen, you know? And I'm talking about the things that happen that come into your life, the greatness, all right? And same is true with negative energy, but that's a whole other topic. So anyway, Winter Solstice Puja is on the website. Just go to the events tab. We are going to, because the sun, Winter Solstice is when the sun goes into Capricorn. All right? Capricorn is the last earth sign, sign of success. So you're going to write your goals down, and those who participate, I'm giving you the right name to call upon, because when the seasons changes, there's different, obviously, that we see in the energy change. You see that physically. There's an energy change. You dress differently, so there's an energy change. We can agree on that. Well, if there's an energy change, the priest knew that there's different names and angels that rule over certain areas of space. So, therefore, the names change as well. It's not always the same because the patterns change. You see what I'm saying? So then you have to know what to call on that particular space and time to amplify your intent. We also will be going to myself and the Prime Minister. We're making a private trip to go to a magnetic coil here in North America. There were plenty mound sites and things like that where we're going to burn our gold. And if you want to, you can burn your own, or you can send them to the P.O. box and we'll burn them at the sacred site. I suggest that option. Because the sacred sites like Serpent Mound, when you take a compass there, you can't even get an accurate reading because it's a magnetic influx of energy that's right there that throws off the compass. It can't read because it's what we call a magnetic anomaly. So therefore, the energy is super hyperactive right there. You see what I'm saying? So Serpent Mound is known to emit a tremendous amount of what we call negative ions. In this case, negative ions meaning good, because these are the ions that actually give you breath of air, give you life. It's nature, it's trees. It's every time you go up in the mountains, you feel that the energy drops down some and it becomes more pure. You see what I'm saying? So that's the rainforest type of energy. It's negative ions that's there at certain spots. We need to learn how to inject our thoughts and prayers on these particular places. That's what the natives were doing. They were on some serious connection to the Creator. All right? So you send your goals into our P.O. box. We'll take it there. We're going to pray. All of us, we all going to pray at the same time because we know what we're dealing with in space and time. We all going to be on point at the same time. We'll just be doing our fire in a sacred thing because it's cold. A lot of people don't like traveling, so don't worry. We're going to handle that. All right? Look on the website. MyAstrologyCoach.com, click on events. And I just stop right there because I can go on forever and forever what we got going on. All right. Go ahead, Keish.
All right. Peace, family. Thanks for your support as always. Just so you guys know, Pooh and myself, we have a Black Friday special going on today, Black Friday. How it works is you get the double dose for 1 hour. Okay, for the price of 30 minutes. So basically, the one-hour session is 50% off. You can't beat it. You're getting two readers, two different perspectives that all coincide onto one energy alignment. The best reading you can ever get, we're actually going to give you a sample of that reading. So if I were you, I would be going to www.myastrologycoach.com, select the double dose, and go ahead and take advantage of that Black Friday special because that is, what, that's over today, right, Umpu?
Yeah, it ends at midnight, which is technically Saturday. So that ends at midnight. The only thing you got to do, like Keisha said, is select the 30-minute package, and we're going to give you an hour. All right, so all you got to do, if you go select the 30-minute package, we're going to give you an hour. All right, but it ends today.
Absolutely. So you want to make sure you take advantage of that. And then also the Astro Tarot Network, a fraction of the cost with a list of endless possibilities that we provide, including, you know, private session with myself, astral reports, and weekly conversations with Ampu, and much more. I mean, you can't beat it for the price. When people see it, they have questions because it's hard to believe. That is also www.myastrologycoach.com. You want to click on Astro Tarot Network, okay? It has its own little link. Astro Tarot Network, and sign up for that as well because I have an incentive myself for that. For those that sign up within the next week, I'm adding a free reading on top of the monthly reading you get. So that will give you a free reading that you can utilize anytime you want. You can save it or you can use it now, whatever you want to do. So that's, again, an incentive for signing up to the Astro Tarot Network.
Wow.
Oh, my God, I'm ready when you are on, Pooh.
Wow. Yeah, you want to click on membership tab, man. It is unbelievable. Let's go to the first caller here, 917-982. I believe this is Anna. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Anna, what's going on? Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us. And what can we do for you?
Thank you, and same to you. I'm a first-time caller. I'm not sure if you all give astrology reports or if I just ask a question and...
The question is better. Me, I love it. We do both.
Okay.
It's astro and tarot. And how did you hear about us?
On blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, cool, great. Okay, yeah, if you want to shoot a question or if you want to go general, feel free. It's either or.
Okay, I wanted to focus on love to see what you guys could pull from me with coming up soon.
Okay, uh-huh. Is there a particular person, like your relationship in question, or are you just looking in general?
Yeah, there is someone.
Okay, what is that person's name?
Sherwin.
Say it again.
Sherwin.
Sherwin?
Correct.
Okay.
While she's shuffling, because I'm doing this for the network right now, and I'll talk about this Sunday on my radio show. There's a masculine energy that's coming towards you that'll be present in mid-December, and the energy is going to be there. Honestly, for you, it's going to be there for a whole year. All right, so starting in December, you got to hold it. That whole year from December to December is going to be a period of masculine warrior, just male energy inside of relationships for you. Let me see here. If there is a strong suggestion that says that there's some type of potential argument slash fight that takes place from the relationship and the person that's in your home. I don't mean y'all live together or if you allow him to live with you or if you share your space with him in any capacity, there is going to be a little bit of what we would just call a challenge of the egos in a sense. And what's happening is both of y'all express a certain dynamic of masculine energy the same way. All right, it's how you want to get things done. It will start to conflict with one another. The key here is to understand that both of y'all are really saying the same thing and don't be too quick to get hot-headed. But it is definitely masculine energy coming in, but just keep in mind there's some things that you need to pay attention to that can agitate you. And if you're into what we call getting in tune with your ancestors, these are people who are in your family that have died and passed on, but they're still living in another realm. You have access and communication to them, and they're definitely going to be talking to you around this time when this person comes into your life. All right, so pay attention to the clues. All right,
this has a new person. Are you saying?
Say it again.
Are you saying a new person or the person who I was talking about?
This could be somebody that's coming in. It's an energy that's coming to you, so it'd be new.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be new. But it's coming.
Okay.
All right.
All righty, Anna. When I take a look at you and Sherwin, I see that together right now there's a little bit of, like, bad news or some slightly negative energy pertaining to some financial issues. Now, with you, the energy around you, your world is that of judgment, new beginnings. It's like you are at a point right now in your life where you have a fresh new start, whereas with him, he is really feeling stuck, like he is in a difficult situation. And the nature of you guys' issues together is the Wheel of Fortune card, which means being able to live prosperous, to have money by the abundance. And Spirit is saying the obstacle that you guys would need to overcome is the Ten of Pentacles. It's like, you know, he would like to see the relationship be a blessed relationship, but with financial security. So that's an obstacle that you guys have to work toward to overcome, because right now Spirit is saying watch out for some voided ambition, whereas he can get discouraged and not have that ambition to get up and do the things that he usually does every day to get, you know, get to the money, to get that hustle and bustle going. You still on the inside have your guard up. Okay, whereas he on the inside is afraid of being hurt, or even afraid that a family situation can begin to fall below expectations. So both of you guys are carrying, you know, a little bit of bruising left over from the past, you know, just a little bit of fear there. There's also a male who is challenging the relationship. And when I say challenging the relationship, meaning like this male would not want to see you guys together, or he opposes of you guys working it out and being happy. I do see you coming to a point where you guys are faced with a choice between two decisions. But what is going to bring you to that point is the energy of stagnation, not really being able to move forward the way that you would like to. I definitely see that it is like kind of the energy of a monogamous relationship. I don't see any outside interferences. And I also see positive energy when it comes to your home matters, or even the energy or the situation in your home.
Well, okay, well, that sounds pretty accurate, because there are some, like, financial, I guess, turmoil right now, which is definitely affecting the relationship, but
mm-hmm.
we don't live together at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned something about, like, family. You said family bruising on his behalf, like, from my end, maybe creating that environment. Is that what you meant?
No. He's afraid on the inside of being hurt, like, you know, being hurt, perhaps his relationship or his family falling below expectations. And you on the inside, you keep your guard up as well. So I was saying it seems like there may be bruising from, you know, both the things that you guys have endured in the past. Just being afraid of being hurt is all that it is.
Right. I've been really, like, going out and, like, looking for employment opportunities or whatnot. So I think that will kind of help the situation a lot better than what it is right now.
Right, right. That's what I was saying. The obstacle that you must overcome is the Ten of Pentacles, which represents it's a happy family or blessed relationship, but it has a really good foundation of financial security. Because when I look at this relationship, that is really the only issue that I see. But it can become a really drastic issue because, again, Spirit is saying to watch out for voided ambition, where one gets so discouraged they just don't feel like trying anymore. So you definitely want to make for sure that, you know, you guys don't take on that energy. And that's, you know,
Right. That's
the main problem is just financial issues.
Recently, I just wanted to add one more thing. Recently, we were, like, working together really well, and then everything just kind of halted, like, completely just stopped. And I really don't know, like, what happened. And would you tell me if you think that's what it is, like, that's what the problem is right now, or?
That's the whole issue. That is financial. He's
okay.
Feeling he's feeling stagnant, like he's in a difficult situation to deal with. I mean, all of the issues are pertaining to financial issues, but the problem is it needs to be nipped in the bud. Otherwise, like I said, it can get worse.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got it. Let me add this real fast, too. Two things. One is from June 2014 to from a year from there, so from June 2014 to, like, the summer of 2015, that's the time where you could get pregnant, all right? So if you have children, that's possible. So that's one thing,
okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And then another thing is I really want you to look at the situation very closely, because within the next 8 months, you will be, I'm telling you, there is the energy that's coming where you will be agitated about relationships slash home life. And I don't, I can see the situation like this. That's fine because you're trying to get it somewhere. But what I don't want it to be is y'all come together and then you become agitated about being together. And at the same time,
right.
There's another transit coming that says, oh, you're going to get pregnant. It's definitely about to happen from here to here. And that's a strong possibility. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Saying that to say, don't get frustrated right now with the process. Really see everything for what it's worth and take your time. Just take your time. All right, because this
yes.
energy is an energy that suggests we rush, but just take your time with it, all right?
Thank you so much, Anpu. Thank you
all
so
right.
much, Keisha.
Yeah, you got it.
Have
you
a
got
great
it,
day.
You got it.
You're welcome,
please.
Anna. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, caller from the 256-473. Kimberly, what's going on? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you both, too.
Hi, Kimberly.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, my question is, I just broke it off with someone that I was I was in love with, and because he can't see the forest for the trees, so I decided to just leave to see just what I need to do next. And I just want to know, is this the end of the relationship? And I just want to know what's really going on in his Kenny.
I'm going to answer the question whether it's the end or not, but this definitely seems like there's a lot of different equations to the whole situation. This type of situation like this would require, like, a full consultation, but I'm going to do the best I can to at least get you a answer to your first question.
Okay.
All right.
I'll say this. I definitely see the breakup. That you, it's like you have to go through an intense metamorphosis. I'm a big fan of rebirths, though. I think that if there's going to be a chance of y'all getting back together, it'll be from December 21st to January the 31st. So if the energy sort of comes back into your life within that time frame, it's a possibility. But you have to deal with what I call the Phoenix effect at that point. You have to deal with how is the relationship going to be reborn again. All right, so you don't, you know,
okay.
It's a crisis point type of thing and how you can move forward from that. But there's a suggestion that says that from that time, from that little quick pocket, and that's not even a whole month, 10 days short, but within that timeline right there, 12/21 to 1/31, that's a possibility that love is coming back into your life.
Okay.
So you may not be done.
Right. I agree with Ampu 100% because you guys got a really good partnership and alliance, and he's a very authoritative man, and you both want to move forward in life in a positive direction. There's just a lot of mental conflict with you, like you want, you know, one minute you're cool with being separated, then you're like, no, I want to work it out, and you're like, nah, I don't want to do it, and you're like, oh, I want to work it out. So, you know, that's kind of where you are, and you just got to give it some time because Spirit is saying that your intuition is really, really off the charts at this point, and all you got to do is follow your intuition because you definitely can see and feel certain situations that will bring and provide clarity in your life as well as this relationship. There's also going to be some new beginnings for you both that it's very, very positive. He wants material and spiritual prosperity in his life, and I see some sort of recognition or reward coming up, and like it's all surrounded by like this array of hope. Spirit is saying that patience is the key and that you guys have a spiritual union. And let me explain something. In these oracle cards, there's two cards when it comes to a man and a woman. There's one spiritual union card and there is the lover's card. Now, the lover's card is a very, very intimate, like lovers, man and woman together. The spiritual union card is a man and a woman,
but it is a much deeper relationship. It is a spiritual binding and a spiritual union that they have. And, you know, I understand that you guys have been intimate or, you know, whatever, so to say, but my point in saying and explaining all this is that you guys have a bond that is deeper than just a regular romantic type of relationship, so to say. So bottom line is just patience is the key. And Pooh, I agree with him 100%. Like, I feel like when that time frame comes that he gave you, it's definitely going to manifest.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I just want to confirm that you are so right. I was asking God, why does it hurt so bad? Because I haven't loved a guy like this before, ever.
Right.
Ever.
Right. Right, and that's why I was explaining, like, the union that you have, you minus the sex and the intimacy, if it was a platonic relationship, then you still would feel the same way that you feel for this man because your union is much more deeper than just, you know, an outer layer.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. Yes,
you
thank you very
so
much.
Happy holidays.
I will be going to your website. It's myastrologycoach.com, correct?
Yes,
it is.
No,
myastrologycoach.com. Mm-hmm.
Let's do it before midnight so you can get that Black Friday special.
Oh, I will. I'll be doing it in a few minutes.
Okie dokie, love.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're
right.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, caller from the 201-864, Rose, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Happy Thanksgiving. How can we help you?
I just want to know if you see any relationships coming for me.
Okay. Rose wants to know about relationships.
Yes, so everybody else is asking about it, so.
Yeah, I know.
If it does, I see two things. I see more of an old one is coming. It's going to be a guy that's older. If he's not older, he's very, very mature, all right? And it may have, it's a two-part thing. It may have a feeling that it's cold and they're just kind of boring or a little stiff, but it's a maturity element that's there that really represents success. So really look at it because it's something that can go for the long haul here. So really look at it for what it's worth here because it's just very stable. It's a stable kind of fella. And it really can start your most prominent time for it, in all honesty, will be where we at right now in space and time, 7, 8, 9. So in 2 more days, it'll be 10 days from there. So starting in 2 more days, the energy is coming. And then the next 10 days from that point, so from 12 more days, we have an energy that's there. And then that will last you for approximately about 25 more days from that point. So let's just say roughly about the next 40 days is going to be masculine energy that's coming all up in here. And it could be as soon as that. But if it's more on the slower aspect, again, just pay attention for the one that's mature, very, very, very mature, because this one here is not as fast as the next 40 days is, all right? So pay attention to the one that has longevity and just a little bit more older in the approach. And if the energy comes a little later outside of that, it's because there's something that's bigger that's coming in right now. It's not coming in so soon, but it is there. So
okay.
It's on the way, either way.
Man, Rose, I like when Ampu goes first. It makes my life so much easier when we do this. Everything he just said. I mean, he basically just told you, in other words, what my spread looks like. Definitely see the arrival or approach. You're fighting and winning. There's some victory coming for you with, you know, your love and your romance situation, but it's influenced by the hanged man. So that means that It's a matter of time. There are certain things that have to take place first in order for you to, you know, be able to move forward and all of these things transpire. Because the influence around you is the transformation card, and so that's what you're going through, like, right now in your life. It's kind of like out with the old and in with the new. But Spirit is saying to focus on the fact that you have nothing but achievements, not just as far as your love situation, but just in overall, in general. So, yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Great, and you'll be taking a trip, too. Yeah, in June, starting in June to June 2014 to 2015, that year, you'll be taking a trip, and you may be taking a trip outside of the country as well. So get ready for that.
Wow. All right, great. Uh-huh. Thank you both so much.
You're
very welcome, Rose. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, here. Where we at here? 843-344. I'm in Ernest. What's going on?
How y'all doing today?
What's up, brother?
Hey, Ernest.
Man? Happy Thanksgiving, too, man. What's going on with you?
Likewise. Well,
go ahead. You got a question for?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a situation, I feel like I got people trying to ruin my life.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to handle it. I don't know, like, what my next steps could be because it's that serious.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me see what I could see as far as what's taking place, Ernest. One moment while I shuffle. Okay, Ernest, let's start with something that has happened in the past. There was a male that is pretty much downright greedy. He uses people to get what he wants for himself, for his own personal benefit or gain, and not necessarily just set out to, you know, try and use you or manipulate you, so to say, but this is just like the type of person that he is. And because mm-hmm. of him has a lot to do with why things are the way they are today. How you feel on the inside right now, you not even asking, like, oh, Lord, just let it all go away. You're like, Lord, you know what? You just let it be fair. You know, you're willing, Ernest, to be responsible and carry your part of the bags, but you feel mm-hmm. like others that aren't doing it need to be doing it as well. So, like, you know, you're just looking for some sort of fairness. But I'll tell you what, it's just a matter of time. Things are going to work out. You've got some really good energy when it comes to meetings and communicating with others. It's just that things have been going and happening all out of place, like uncontrolled transformations, to the point where mm-hmm. you have gained this careless attitude where, you know, you've almost just thrown your hands up like, I don't give a damn, just forget it, you know. And it's mm-hmm. all because of, number one, disagreements, and it's not quite over yet, because in the next maybe 7 to 10 days, you're going to really see a hell of a display of some disloyalty as well. So
yeah.
Just been going through this, and that's the reason why you feel the way that you do. But Spirit is saying, number one, be cautious. That caution is needed, okay? And you're hell of a disorganized. Everything is just disorganized. So disorganization, You want to try and get a little more method to the madness and be cautious of the people that are around you. When you're sleeping, there's been nightmares if you're remembering your dreams, but that's because it's like spirit communicating with you as far as the things that are actually taking place. And I also see in your attitude some sort of disillusionment. So perhaps a woman that has turned her back or is angry or something like that as well. Organization is the key. And also, if you haven't been talking about it, there's an indication of a trip. This trip is extremely fortunate. It's going to shed some light to the whole entire situation. Make sure you take that trip. It don't even have to be out of the state. It can just be a day trip somewhere during the day. But I definitely see a fortunate trip as well. So you're just going to have to endure it and get through it and get organized and be cautious while you're enduring it, and it will all work out.
Oh, man.
I'm going to put something in your inbox, man. Yeah, I'm going to put something in your inbox. But one thing I want you to do is immediately start getting into an archangelic force named Zadikael. All right. You know how to spell his name? You know Zadikael?
Say it again.
So you know how to spell his name, which is T. I give you the spelling of the angel I'm talking about here. Zadikael is he rules over a sphere that brings us good fortune. And that's funny Keisha said that, because that's his domain right there. But it's T-S-A-D-K-I-E-L, Zadikael, all right?
Okay.
I want you to look into there, look into Zadikael energy, and I'm going to send you something via inbox. And I want you to be extremely careful, because within the next, really is now, all the way up until we get to the winter solstice, you have, so from now from to 12/21, you got an energy where it's potentially lockup energy that's coming in that way. You know what I mean? Somebody could deceive you, or worst case scenario, it's a big lie. It's a conspiracy. Somebody can put drugs on you. This is a transit that if you smoke, don't even smoke while you're driving. This ain't one of those right now, because once there's a current of bad energy going, yeah. Say it again.
I'm going to stop completely until,
it's there. Once energy comes in, sometimes when it rains, it really pours. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, we got to learn how to first neutralize the negative current and then reverse it and go the other way. You know what I mean? So just be extremely mindful of that, man. And I wouldn't take anything from nobody at this particular time, meaning I'll watch what I put in my mouth from people. You definitely were born with a marker that suggests you would have severe, strong, secret enemies, man, that are just hidden, that will potentially poison you. And that's what I mean by taking stuff from somebody. I wouldn't even take anything from somebody, especially if it's those that I'm in conflict with, because you got the poison marker. And it does suggest that it comes from a relationship as well. So, again, just, you know, watch how you communicate, man. You kind of got to document things, because you don't want nobody to put you on a fed-up type of move, all right? But you're protected. You're protected in legal areas, and I see how you're coming out of it. You know what I mean? So that's why I gave you that angelic force name. But you're protected in that area, right there, man. And now, if there was ever a time to fight, you know, you being a Libra, Mars is about to come in Libra pretty soon, and it's going to be there for 8 months. So you're about to have a tremendous amount of power that's going to amplify. So you may have to get in the mode of kick behind, you know what I mean, instead of, you know, being, you know, a little bit relaxed. But doing things in the public, doing things in the light and not necessarily in secret where people can't see it, doing things in light is of your benefit for you, all right? That just simply means you got somebody with you got a witness. It's public matter. You know what I'm saying? It ain't necessarily something that's a one-on-one type of thing. You need the public behind you in this. I mean, you just need the light force with you and not the darkness of the single mission nighttime thing, all right?
Okay, brother. Well, I'm going to have to get that double dose deal from y'all to go a little further in depth.
Yeah, man, indeed. It's all good, man. Like I said, I'm going to send something to your inbox because it's certain time frames, and I'm going to show you how to locate something in the sky to properly deal with it, all right?
Well, can I ask you one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I've been burning spirit money in coin libations. Is that helping any at all?
Yes. Absolutely, ancestral money. And you said you were doing what with it?
Coin libations and just burning spirit money along with like $3 dollar bills.
Yes. That is basically giving the ancestors money. And when you give, you shall receive. Everything you put out comes back to you 10 times fold. So that is money that you put out into the universe. So it's going to come back to you 10 times fold. Absolutely. And you know what, family? This is an exact example. Are you a part of the network?
Yes, I am.
Okay. See, family, this is an exact example of why those astral reports that the people that are a part of the network are what they're good for, like these type of energies. When it is a good time to do certain rituals or place certain energies out into the universe to manifest particular things, your astral report will detail that for you throughout the entire month. So, I mean, you're totally on it. And I could tell. That's why I asked you that. But you're totally on it, and, yep, all you got to do is just be patient, and it'll come back when you least expect it.
Okay.
Right?
Well, this was good, and I'm going to get with y'all on your double dose again so y'all can help me work this out if you could.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Got it.
All right,
Ernest.
Have a nice day.
All right, peace. All right, you too, man. All right, 347-685, Brother Farik, what's happening?
Peace. How y'all doing?
Hey.
What's going on, man? What's good with you?
Nothing much. You know, I've been listening in to y'all for some time now.
Yeah. I heard about you, brother.
I heard about you.
I heard that Mars medallion came in and it got a little heated with it.
Yeah. You know, I already knew what it was. I that's why I had to go ahead and tuck it away
The galactic activation medallion is you can't wear it every day. If you do, you have to be consciously aware that you're only wearing it to transmute the negative qualities. If you're not consciously aware that you are purposely trying to transmute, and, you know, other energies that it carries kicks in, man, and it's a very aggressive energy. But it was designed to transmute and to use that aggression really in a different way where you can get on the ball, you know what I mean? You can go forward in, because it gives you energy. You see what I'm saying? It's just when the energy don't have an outlet, then it starts to fire off on anybody that's around it. That's the nature of Mars. You see what I'm saying? So the key thing is when y'all bring it out, physically do things together with it. You see what I'm saying? You have to have something to do. If not, it turns into what you experience. And it's a perfect, it shows you where you at in alchemy as well. But go ahead, Lord, man. What you got for us?
Yes, sir. I just wanted a general report.
Okay. Hang on.
Oh, wow. Oh. Uh-oh.
Okay. So, Farik, you right there at that transformational phase that everybody goes through in their life, which means it's like certain things coming to an end, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, because when things come to an end, it is an opportunity for new beginnings. And the first card that I turned over for you is new beginnings. But what your obstacle is for you to be able to make sure that you stand your ground with all of your new endeavors. Just stand your ground, because you know right from wrong. You got your morals and all these things, so just stand your ground regardless of what others are saying or any of those things. That's the bottom line that the ancestors really want you to know, is to stand your ground, because in the near future is the actual transformational phase. And so you still got 2 more weeks before you're totally out of it and in the clear. Now, you're crowned by the Destiny card. So that means that everything that's taking place right now is supposed to happen. Why? Because you were all here for a particular reason, and this right here is the end of the lessons that you had to endure in life. So you're going to be coming to a point where you get to utilize your skills from the lessons that you've learned, okay? And your hopes, fears, and desires, universe. So it's like spirit is just reminding you that the universe and the ancestors are by your side. But I'm telling you that your main thing as well would be your awareness or your third eye chakra, your intuition, because the influence around you, the energy in your home, is that of the awareness card. So you want to place all your money where your third eye chakra is, and all your money and everything on you being able to follow your intuition, because the bottom line is, as long as you follow your intuition, knowing that you have the universe on your side and the ancestors to guide you, you cannot lose. There's also something to do with some passion being ignited. So if there isn't some passion that just came out in a relationship that you might already be in, that could be thing. If you're not in a relationship, then there could be, if they haven't already, someone that comes along and kind of lights that flame for you once again. You've been in a position, I'd say, for the last few years of just patience and planning, you know what I mean? And that's a really, really good thing, because it's finally come to the point where it's going to pay off. I see you finding solitude within yourself, and the reason why you are going to be in a position where you're able to find that solitude within yourself is because you have been reaching for the light for so long that you finally got there. Spirit is saying that right now, though, you also want to focus on your emotional loss, because there's some sort of emotional loss or hurt or pain that you must overcome through this transformational phase as well. And that half for your general reading.
Man, freak. So you're my friend, buddy. You're my friend.
Yes,
sir. And listen, man. From the last day of this month, which is just 2 days from now, with you, I don't know what it is, I'm just saying, whatever you've been, if you have been experiencing, and tell you, my friend, too, any hardships in relationships, it's just started. That was just giving you the warning that I'm on the way. It's a storm coming in. And I like to try to educate people in the process, because it's just how I am. When you call in today and you just say general, and I say okay, and I just look at what's called the angles in astrology, and the first thing I look at, I see that in relationships, and we look at the wall, we look at a wall clock on a birth chart, because a birth chart looks like a wall clock. 3 o'clock symbolizes your relationship. So this is your seventh house cusp in astrology. That reading the space right there for you is 17 degrees Scorpio. Then I say, oh, wait a minute. Saturn in the sky is at 16 degrees and 59 minutes. So in 2 days, Saturn is going to be at 17 degrees, exactly where your relationship cusp is. So now Keisha's saying something about relationships at the same time, and I'm saying, oh, Lord, here we go. So the news is this. From November, which is now, to November of 2016, which is three more years, you're going to have this energy in your house of relationships that's going to challenge you to put some structure to it so the relationship can become extremely successful. Saturn's energy is about hard work and discipline, right? But it can also, Saturn kills the light of the sun, right? Because when we go into the winter months of December, when Capricorn's here, that's what Saturn domain is. It's cold as all outdoors for us in the north. So Saturn, which is Satan, he has this dominion over the sunlight, and he can dampen anything. He dampens any areas of our life depending where he is, and this is what he is, and this is where he's going to be at for you. So what's about to happen is, and because you're really a low-key Libra, because you was born with four planets in Libra, so you're really a low-key Libra. You got Mars on the other side that's about to come into Libra that's going to be there for 8 months. And this is about to be so volatile because Libra is a constellation of relationships. But Mars rules Aries. Mars is out of pocket. He's considered to be what we call in detriment right here because he belongs completely on the other side of the equation. He belongs in Aries. So when he's over here and inside of Libra, it's like he's coming here to look for Venus because Venus rules relationships and Venus rules Libra, but Venus is not there. Venus in the sky is in Capricorn, and them two are about to square each other. So I'm about to do a radio show on this on Sunday because now relationships are about to get extremely tested on top of what I just told you with Saturn on your seventh house cusp, who officially gets there in 2 days and is going to be there for 3 years. See what I'm saying? So you're at a point where y'all, if it's tension, y'all gonna have to figure out a way to renew the relationship and give it some breath and kill it. You're gonna have to kill all the negative imprints. That's why I say the moon calendar is important. Myself and you, we study ourselves consistently, and I'm telling you, there is a rhythm to our ups and downs. There's a rhythm to it, and there's a way that you can snuff that negative imprint out and replant it. I give you an example. Back in March, I came home off the spring equinox, and I decided, me and my wife decided that enough is enough. We finish with each other. So we draw up do some things on parchment paper, go outside, and burn it, right? Now, just don't say that it don't work. What happened was, because surely we weren't finished with each other, what happened is all the negative energy, the tension that used to be so thick and used to be so quick and volatile, like you can light a fire, like it's like you can light a match and it just would just explode. It's not like that anymore. Nowhere near like that anymore because we consciously, I size up the heavens, consciously went outside, looked at certain bodies, and said, we're going to release it right here, and we released some things. Now, we decided that we're going to make our union stronger 6 months later, right? 6 months later. But during this time when it happens, like right now, the moon is in the constellation of Libra, and that's where we actually decided to do some of our work when we did this release in it. So we have to become conscious of space and time because, remember, the Earth is in space, man. So, therefore, it ain't no different than you punching a hole in the wall inside of your place. That's a space. That's an imprint of space. We do this all the time in the cosmos. We leave these imprints in the cosmos. We got to learn how to go back and take that out because it ain't no coincidence that every time the moon is right here, this always happens. Every single time. It never fails. This is always taking place. It's a rhythm to this. See what I'm saying? So hold on, Farik. We got 90 seconds, y'all, for those that's online. Man, catch us next time, man. I know we got 90 seconds left, but visit the website, myastrologycoach.com, if you're online, or you can call in 818-369-0368. We have a Black Friday sale. If you missed it, just simply scroll down on the website, join the mailing list, because that promo code will be emailed out at 2 p.m. Eastern time today, because it's a Black Friday sale today, and everything ends at midnight. Myself and Keisha are offering a free 30-minute session when you purchase a 30-minute session. So if you go to the Double Dose, you select 30 minutes, we're going to give you an hour. So if you select 30 minutes today, we're going to give you an hour, all right? So visit the website, myastrologycoach.com, click on events, click on consultations, also click on membership, and you go to the Astro Tarot Network, where it's me and Keisha is there for only $45 a month. And you get a 30-minute consultation with Keisha, and I give you reports to let you outline this energy and how long this stuff is going to be there. It's phenomenal for only $45, all right? So visit the website, myastrologycoach.com, and take your time and just scroll through like the things that you're interested in. All right, Bree. You gotta get to a point, man. We gotta put some solid foundation down, and how you gonna renew it. You had a point that you need to renew it, where if not, frustration kicks in and a negative aspect comes in, man. If this is true, let me know. I got a book for you. Oh, buddy. Woo wee, I got a book for you. I got a jewel that's promised. I guarantee you. Especially coming from an Islamic background, I guarantee you that it will save your relationship. I promise you.
Okay. Where should I contact you? On the website?
Send me an inbox, because I don't know what your email is, but hit me up, man. NobleAmpu@gmail, and I give you the information on the book. And, you know, so if you want it, man, because I only give it to people who sincerely want it. And that's the thing. If you can look at the situation and say, you know what, I love my woman. I want to be with my woman. It's just tough right now. I got to figure it out. And I submit. I'm tired. And that's what I got to. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of hiding things. I'm tired. So therefore, you know, it's you get ready to rock and roll, man. So I'm telling you, I got an awesome book for you, man. It's the truth.
Yes, sir. I'm definitely inbox.
Okay,
for the information.
Cool.
Appreciate y'all, as always.
Yeah, indeed. Got it.
May the Most High and the ancestors continue to guide y'all. And
thank
y'all
you.
Blessed evening. Enjoy the rest of the holiday.
All right. Yeah, you too, man. How about you? All right, callers, we had our hour mark. It's 101. Sorry, if you like what you heard, man, you check us next Friday. But again, just visit the website, myastrologycoach.com. And, again, we're offering that free session, all right? You know, you get 30 minutes, we give you 30 minutes for free, all right? So go over there. I have a ton at the end of the month, so I got to make sure everybody in the network has all their reports before December gets here, and I only have a few days, all right? So, again, visit the website, join the mailing list, because at 2 p.m. the promo code will be emailed out again. So anything that you put in the shopping cart, you can put a discount code in it, and you'll get a discount, obviously. And again, I'll say it again, me and Keisha are offering an hour session. When you select the 30-minute session, we're going to give you 30 minutes for free. And that offer is only good for today. So at midnight, everything changes. All right? And Keisha, you can take us on home.
We will see you next time, same place, same time. You guys call in early and just hold the line. If you call in early, you are guaranteed to be able to get your free reading. And with that, thank you so much for your love, kindness, and your support. You guys enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Don't eat too much turkey. Try and be taking it easy on themselves out there. And peace and love to you all.
Peace, everybody. I'm up Sunday. So if you want to hear this astral report, tune in on Sunday at 11 a.m. So peace.
Peace.